You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News,
and always
I'm
streaming on the Civic
in
Media
Texas,
app.
Police getting help from the FBI in the urgent manhunt for a suspect who authorities say killed five of his neighbors. Police say it all started after the neighbors asked the suspect to stop shooting his gun in the yard because a baby was trying to sleep. But instead, the sheriff says the gunman went into their house and started shooting them. And in Seattle, police say two people were killed and one critically wounded in the shooting at a city park on Saturday evening. Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz.
We're still piecing what information we have. We believe there is also a fourth victim, or fourth person that was associated but left before we actually arrived. So we're trying to figure out where that person is.
The Mississippi River in Iowa is cresting due to melting snow, reaching heights close to record levels seen in 1993 and 2001. Dubuque had closed its floodgates for only the third time ever. While the Quad Cities are expecting a crest on Monday, river traffic halted in the area. Officials hopeful that improved flood prevention measures will prevent severe flooding this year. This is ABC News. Pandemic-era rules cracking down on migration are set to end May 11th, with cities from New York to Brownsville, Texas, saying they're already overloaded with newcomers. ABC's Irene Shaw.
In New York City, Mayor Adams says the busing of migrants into the Big Apple has destroyed the city, taking direct aim at the Biden administration.
We have not heard a real plan from the White House. We're getting ready to lift Title 42. A plan can't be, let's hope. That's not a plan.
In Chicago, officials fear the worst may be yet to come. With migrant facilities there at capacity, some families are now on the floor at local police stations.
Over 15,000 migrants have illegally crossed the river into Brownsville, Texas, in the past week. It's a significant increase from earlier in April, the situation posing massive logistical challenges for authorities. Nine people, including six middle schoolers, were injured during a softball tournament in West Virginia when a press box collapsed during a game. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Texas, police...
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Two American banks collapsed in the past week. As Eric Tegedoff reports, some consumers are considering alternatives like credit unions.
Troy Stang is head of the Go West Credit Union Association, which represents more than 300 credit unions in Oregon and five other states. He says tumult in the financial market historically generates interest in the local structure of credit unions.
Whether it was with the dot-com bust, whether it was with the activities that led up to the Great Recession, consumers at their kitchen tables started having these conversations more intentionally about who is it that we do our financial services with.
Silicon Valley Bank's collapse is the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. To get depositors their money, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has stepped in. Stang notes that National Share Insurance Fund, administered by the National Credit Union Administration, is the equivalent regulator for his institutions and is paid for by the credit union system. Stang says credit unions are not-for-profit and member-owned.
We're not accountable to Wall Street investors. We're not accountable to other forces outside of our membership. And so it's a much different model.
Stang says many of the credit unions in his association have spent the last week reassuring customers and noting differences in their institution structure from others. He adds a strong financial system is important for consumers, regardless of which institution they bank with. I'm Eric Tegedoff Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses, so don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's refunds with an S, pro.com.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast...
Cass, this is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here is this week's episode. Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Cripescast. I am your host, Charlie Behrens. I am joined in the Cripescast studio with the one, the only, Colleen Maraca.
What up, what up?
Executive producer of the Cripescast.
What up? Make some noise.
This
Minnesota
week,
boys.
Okay, that's enough. Okay. That's, you know.
What?
I just thought that was funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Who, me?
You were funny. I was like, okay, that's enough.
Also, it was more your comedic timing than what I actually said.
No, I was like, those are cool pants you're wearing.
They're jeans. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, they're like the ones that the Gen Zs are wearing.
Well, I am Gen Z.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow. So. They're like the baggy style, right?
Yeah, your jeans are super cool. No, it's just because I'm tall as
You're not that tall.
No, literally, I'm not even
really?
Kidding.
Really? You're wearing normal jeans? Come on.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. And now my feet are on the...
You got the wrong size jeans, though.
No, they're... Okay. Do they look bad?
No, they look cool. Okay. I'm saying how they look cool. They look like capris. I didn't know capris were back in style. Although it is spring, flood
they're
season.
They're not capris.
What are they?
I just want to show the camera.
What are
they're
they?
They're like normal.
It's just they're just hiked up. They're still a little high, though. They're still a little high.
Flood's coming.
Floods are coming.
Thanks. They're my spring jeans.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal. So my grandma Sue is on the podcast this week. My Aunt Mary is on the podcast. And their friend Lois. And we did, this is the first Cripescast we've done in a car. How did it turn out?
It's still in the edit right now.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's honestly like the audio's better than I expected because I was like, oh, there's no mics. Amazing. I love that.
Yeah. One track.
Yeah. So it's not too bad.
There were times where I was having a conversation with Grandma Sue and Aunt Mary and Lois were having a completely separate conversation God. In the back.
Oh, God.
So
if you're confused and have a headache, imagine what it's like editing it.
Yeah. No, we can't set it up like that. People got to be excited to listen to this.
Yes.
I learned a lot about my family in this ride. And what I was hoping that people would get out of this sort of experimental podcast is just sort of like be a fly on the wall in the car when I'm driving with my grandma to the casino. You know?
Yeah.
And
do you want to give a deep tease of what you learned?
Oh, man. Well, I learned my grandpa was a prison guard. You know, or worked in a prison. My grandpa, Lois, was the first woman at the Waupun prison. The first woman hired at the Waupun prison. Can you believe that?
The way you said that at first was like, it sounded like she was the first inmate.
Oh,
she
was a guard and she would help go through the mail and in the mail for the inmates.
To make sure there wasn't any like...
She found something very interesting inside a cigarette packet, and it was something erotic. Yeah. The look on your face is hilarious. But hearing
my mind is going a million different directions. Yep. Let's not give it away.
I'm not giving it away. I've said enough. Something erotic inside
sex
a cigarette
sells.
Packet. Yeah, I know. I know. I know what these people want.
Don't go messing with Lois.
No. Lois, bad. So, yeah, you know from the Patreon that what? Lois was the big winner?
Lois was the big winner. This was the same crew, the girl gang plus Charlie, that went to Ho-Chunk? Question mark?
We went to Ho-Chunk, yeah, in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Just down the road from Waupun, Fond du Lac.
About
you know.
Hereabouts. I don't know the
map. Well, yeah, so Fond du Lac, you know, it's like...
Isn't Wisconsin this way?
But for me, I was just trying to think that it maybe was mirrored by the camera, but...
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, you go from Fondy, Waupun, Baraboo right over there-ish. It's hard for me to tell from the side, but Baraboo Center... And then Waupun, Fondy.
Nice.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, we went there. It was fun. Lois, the big winner. My grandma was jealous. It was hilarious to watch. But
it was so funny in the video. You're like, how's it going? And she goes, not good. Yeah. I was like, damn. So I have yet to meet her. I got to meet her at some point.
Yeah.
And Aunt Mary. Yeah. Another exciting thing is that this week is Charlie's birthday.
Yes, it is my birthday. Yep.
Do you want me to sing now or hold it?
No.
I've been practicing all week.
Oh, okay, cool.
Me. That wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
I'll save it so it's not recorded because we don't need to hear that. We'll do it when we have your birthday bash.
Thank you for wanting to say happy birthday.
Yeah, happy early birthday. I asked you this before and you said, I don't want to catch up with you on a personal level until it's on the podcast so that it's content.
I did not say that directly. I may have said that sarcastically.
No, you didn't say that. I just gathered. You're like, oh, that's good stuff for the podcast. Uh-huh. So do you want to go over this last year of your life? I'm like,
oh God,
this is the birthday questions. Everybody has a birthday question.
All right. What do you want to know?
Looking over the last year, what was something that you were proud of? And then looking into this next year, what are something you're looking forward to?
Let's see here. Something I was proud of in this past year. I'll actually say just on Sunday, I was working on a new hour of material and I tried it out. All for the first time on, not for the first time, I've been doing clubs and stuff, but I didn't think I was going to be able to come up with an hour of material that was good. And some of it needs a little bit more work, but I put up an hour of material yesterday. I was proud of it. I thought it was
awesome.
Good.
So can that go in? I'm going to give you something you should be proud of.
Okay.
That goes with this.
Okay.
You're special. You did your first special. That goes hand in hand. Like now you are... pushing yourself to do a new hour.
So you
should be very proud of that. That was a very big feat.
It was, it took a lot of time.
A lot of work,
a lot of time. Great. A lot of people worked on it. So it was great. Thank you. Thank you very much. First special in
so
the books.
So nice. Can everybody just remember when I'm this nice?
So humble too.
And then what's something you're looking forward to in this next year? It can be personal, professional, whatever.
I'm looking forward to finding time outside of work and to make it a point to do stuff that is not work. Whether that be more stuff like this, going to the casino with my grandma, or like I just did a hiking trip, just getting in the woods. The more time I spend in the woods, I think it's the better for everyone. You're listening to a conversation between me and my Grandma Sue and my Aunt Mary and my Grandma Sue's friend, Lois Bentley. Hope you enjoy.
Well, we didn't get off to as quick of a start as Grandma Sue would have liked, but we're on our way now.
We're on our way. That podcast is on, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but we can edit out anything you don't want.
So we are going to Ho-Chunk. We want, like I said, I think.
We are going to Ho-Chunk.
Oh,
casino.
Not yet. It's closer, Charlie. Oh, and from Waupun, Mary?
From Waupun?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Bottom line, we're going to go gambling today.
Charlie, why did my mom have to sit in the front seat? I wanted to sit in the front seat and not with you today.
Mary, I don't know how to put this nicely. I am here to bond with my grandmother because I love her.
Am I just here as a... token of pity?
Yes.
For you on your part?
Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
You're just throwing me a nugget.
A little nugget. Nugget of love.
Yep. There you go.
So.
Because you didn't want to leave me behind then.
Well, I did, but Grandma won't let me.
Dedication. Instead of dedication, it's dedication.
Yeah, it's about...
It's fatherhood.
Look at Char. They have oak bowl.
The oak bowl.
What is that?
Well, I was going to do that last week. Did you want that down, Grandma?
I sent Johnny that. Did he ever show it to you?
I did see that. The Oak Bowl is something that they're doing with the Boys and Girls Club of Fond du Lac. I'm actually doing an event with them on January or July 13th, which you guys are invited to.
April 1st is Johnny's in La Mira.
Yeah.
There's something March 25th, too, at the bar in Elm Grove.
Yes, at O'Donohue's.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to that?
I don't know.
It's too late.
No, March 25th?
Johnny starts at what time, Char?
Well,
8 o'clock?
It's a later show for sure. So.
Yeah, you wouldn't get home till like 11 or 12.
Yeah, I know. It'd be late. So,
we're going for sure to the one April 1st. He's got seats reserved for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice. That's not too far from here, John Shell, right?
No. No, and he's got 80 people already, or 40 or 80 signed up.
40 or 80 signed up.
Where is the show April 1st, Mary? I thought it was at O'Donohue.
No, it's in La Mira.
Oh, it's in La Mira.
Yeah, that's why we're going. It's so close.
Johnny Boy's expanding.
John's doing well.
So, Grandma, I'm curious, do you remember the first time you went gambling? Remember the first time you gambled?
I don't.
Do you remember the best time you gambled?
Yes, I do.
Tell me the best time you gambled.
Okay. Grandpa and I went together after work. Went to Oneida.
What year is this? Do you know roughly?
Probably 2000.
Okay, Mary. See, this is why we don't have... Do you hear what she said?
What?
1947.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was only 10 years old then.
I cracked myself up.
Yeah, you do. Sorry. Sorry, Mary interrupted your story, Grandma.
We retired in 2002.
You retired in 2002?
Yeah, so it was before that.
Okay.
So probably 1995, 96, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to Oneida, and, Grandpa then was free with the money. I think we were probably betting $2 or $3 a pot,
On the slot machine.
On the slots.
Ooh, that person really wants to get somewhere.
And it was right about midnight.
Uh-huh.
And ding, 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 ding.
Whose went off? Yours or Grandpa's?
Dad's. Or Grandpa's.
Grandpa's.
Yes, he went over $5,000.
Wow.
Shut up.
No.
$5,000.
Wow. $5,000.
What was my cut?
Well, the government got a cut.
What year was this?
I said it right around 1995, 96, somewhere in there, I would think. Because we retired in 2002, and it was before we retired. And then, after we retired, and Grandpa wasn't working anymore, if he lost, he really did not like that. And so he refused to go anymore.
Yeah, he couldn't make any more money, so if he lost.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 43. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 34. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. Cloudy. High of 46. Tuesday, chance for scattered rain showers. 46. Wednesday, about an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
IRA.
Oh, wait, the IRA or the IRS?
No, the IRA.
What's the IRA?
You know, where you put your money in.
Oh, Roth IRA.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Irish terrorist.
No, no. But I never even saw the check.
Oh, really?
I made it out because I did all the bookkeeping. And Grandma said, give me that money, give me that check. He said, I want that deposit in the bank now.
He was so cheap.
Grandpa was cheap?
Yeah.
Mary, what's the cheapest moment you remember Grandpa being?
He took Grandma's dentures into the basement.
He did not.
He didn't want to pay money to have them fixed.
So he fixed his
dentures. And your dad was there, and he... Either your dad was there or your dad had to call him on the phone and get him out of the basement and tell him not to fix those dentures.
That's a story. You know, Bob threatened to do it. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking
that
about.
That is true.
Mary, it isn't.
If he wasn't in the basement, he was threatening to do it. And
right.
Dick had a call. That's true, right?
Really?
Yeah, I called your dad and I said...
So you had to call Dad because Grandpa was going to take your dentures.
Yeah, I said he's going to do that.
Take him down the basement and hammer him out.
That sounds like Grandpa.
Yeah,
that's a good story.
You know, he just thinks that he thought that everything was man-made. You know, man could fix everything.
That was his M.O. Yeah. That he could fix everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he fix a lot of things?
Oh, yeah.
How many times he fixed that?
That's why I said, you know, somebody who's raised on a farm, there's so much more intelligent just by their day-to-day routine.
Yeah, you can learn a lot.
Grandpa didn't live on a farm, but he was hired to bring the cows in, the cows that were across the street for a nickel a day. And you know, different things fell apart, the machinery at the farm and whatnot, and Bob would just watch him fix it, and he learned how to do it that way, so.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I bought that Dodge Rampage, and it was sitting in your thing forever.
Driveway?
Yeah, and Grandpa and I went, and we got some
tools to get it going.
Yeah, it was really, I think, carb cleaner, you know, and we got that stuff, and we got it running, but then it never ran for long, but we fixed it a few times.
How about the rabbit?
The rabbit, rest in pieces. It's in a junkyard now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Like your dad's car that he, you know, there was a gray Pinto.
Oh.
That your dad proposed to your mother.
In the Pinto.
In the Pinto. Mary tells that story all the time. She kept it for, she had somebody keep it in his yard for years.
Take it to their yard for their 25th anniversary.
Really? Uh-huh. The Pinto. What happened to the Pinto then?
Well, Tom Gadurski.
Yeah, shout out Tom.
Kept it in his yard, and then I didn't think your parents would find it funny because it was all rusted out. It was like, you could kind of tell it was a car. So we got rid of it instead. It was there for 25 years.
So this is the car that my, how did my dad propose to my mom?
He got on his hands and knees in the front seat.
Wasn't he driving past something and he said, will you marry me?
They were at the Heidel House, Charlie.
The what?
Heidel House.
That's in Green Bay. Or Green
but
Lake.
I don't think he proposed to her in the restaurant. I think it was in that damn car.
I remember it being in a car, you know? Did you give him crap about that?
Romantic. You know, Dick has a pretty sharp wit.
Yeah.
But I could preface that in a different way.
How else would you preface that, Mary?
He's a smart ass.
Oh, my dad
and
is
God
a smart
only ass. Knows what's going to come out of his mouth. So, I didn't go there.
Okay.
But, you know, I know that, I don't think they were engaged for very long because your dad was going to start medical school.
Yes.
And my dad, actually, the same week, my dad and mother celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. My dad said, does he have to get married? No. because he wanted his celebration to be big, and it should have been because they were married 50 years.
Yeah.
But I said, no, they want to get married now because of the fact that Dick is going to go on. And they did.
They got married.
Yeah.
Now, let's take a quick break from this just to let our listeners know what we're doing. I am driving Grandma Sue and Aunt Mary. Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and myself, we are going to pick up Lois Bentley. That is Grandma's best friend from growing up. Best casino friend. Which is the best of the best friends. And we are going over to Ho-Chunk Casino after that. Mary, why aren't you buckled? What the hell is going on back there? You lost the earrings?
I lost my earrings.
Oh, jeez
Louise. I like that.
Well, you can look for it after the car is stopped.
Why don't you look for it at a safe time, Mary? Deer run all around. You know, you said the Lord's name in vain on a podcast, Mary. Now you're going, that's not even purgatory territory. You're going to hell for that one.
You can't say on the air that Lois Bentley is my best friend because Ruth Friedel.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She and I skipped school together.
What'd you do?
The same age, like Mike and Mary are the same age.
Yep.
And Tom and Dick are the same age. But Ruthie and I have been like this ever since we went, to school. So.
Well, tell me about you and Ruthie skipping school, Grandma. What's going on there?
Well, we were seniors.
You were seniors? And what were you skipping school to do?
It was senior skip day. No, it wasn't senior skip day. But we just decided we were going to, it was noon, and we left the cafeteria, and we just went for a walk down the highway and went home.
You went for a walk down the highway?
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Texas, police getting help from the FBI in the urgent manhunt for a suspect who authorities say killed five of his neighbors. Police say it all started after the neighbors asked the suspect to stop shooting his gun in the yard because a baby was trying to sleep, but instead, the sheriff says the gunman went into their house and started shooting them. And in Seattle, police say two people were killed and one critically wounded in the shooting at a city park on Saturday evening. Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz.
We're still piecing what information we have. We believe there is also a fourth victim, or fourth person that was associated but left before we actually arrived. So we're trying to figure out where that person is.
The Mississippi River in Iowa is cresting due to melting snow, reaching heights close to record levels seen in 1993 and 2001. Dubuque had closed its floodgates for only the third time ever. While the Quad Cities are expecting a crest on Monday, river traffic halted in the area. Officials hopeful that improved flood prevention measures will prevent severe flooding this year. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A former Wisconsin prosecutor is found guilty of making sex tapes with women without their knowing. One-time Burnett County Assistant DA Daniel Steffen is convicted on three charges. One of the victims was a woman he was prosecuting at the time. Steffen could go to prison for 10 years. Communities around Wisconsin could see their shared revenue go up by 10%. That's under a new plan unveiled by Republican lawmakers. Emily McFarland is the mayor of Watertown. She says they could use the boost.
One that I will never forget is the year that we considered shutting off every other streetlight in the city of Watertown to save $250,000.
There'll be more details next week. In sports, Iowa linebacker Lucas Van Ness is the Packers' first pick in the NFL draft. The Brewers host the Angels tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Into it, Charlie.
Mary was like a size zero when she was 18.
Size zero, huh?
Yeah, but then she had to give up smoking.
Oh my God.
Historically speaking, smoking is a great way to stay a size zero.
No, it really is.
Yeah. What, how old were you when you started smoking, Grandma?
15.
What was your cigarette?
I was up in the attic with my sister. Yeah. Well, my mother smoked.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
You know, and
Grandma Pelon.
Yeah, she smoked till she died.
She smoked. She had a cigarette in one hand and oxygen in her nose.
You walked in, you didn't know if you were coming out.
Yeah. No, I went into her house. That was the last probably I saw her was we were in her house.
How old were you?
She
died in 99.
99, so I would have been 12.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, I would walk in and I would hear the oxygen and smell the smoke and I'd go in and I'd say, "What in the hell are you doing?"
Yeah.
and I go and shut that damn oxygen off. Did you hear what I did to Joel one day?
No. Wait, first of all, before we get to that, she's smoking cigarettes and using oxygen.
Correct.
And
within the rooms were within like 6 feet of each other.
Which you're not supposed to have open fire, but why wouldn't you take the cigarette away? Why do you take the oxygen away and not the cigarette?
She couldn't breathe without the oxygen.
She couldn't breathe without the cigarette, I'm guessing.
Probably.
No, without the oxygen.
Well, Mary said that she turned the oxygen off.
No, I turned the oxygen off.
Yeah, you did.
I got mad and turned the oxygen off. She goes, "What are you doing, Mutzi?" I said, "I'm turning your damn oxygen off." What the hell are you doing? You're going to blow all of us up.
My mother... She was up downs.
Yeah,
you know, my grandmother used to have beer and crack cheese at 3 o'clock every afternoon.
Ah.
And she had some of the wealthiest people come in to help her eat the cheese and drink the beer.
And that's important that they're wealthy.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm just saying.
No, they were just saying.
Like Johnny Dice and whatnot. Johnny Dice was a big friend of hers.
Johnny Dice. I don't know the backstory on Johnny Dice.
They owned a jewelry store.
Everyone got their jewelry from John Dice.
Johnny Everyone. Dice. So that's kind of like the Rat Pack of Fond du Lac back in the day.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So anyway, then my grandmother dies, and my mother starts up having Manhattans at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Every afternoon, 3 o'clock, come and have a drink with me. Well, Joel did.
Joel had cocktail hour with her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, he used to serve the ladies because Mother would have maybe 4 or 6 ladies in the afternoon come to her house and play bridge. And
Joel, for those who don't know, is the youngest of the Barons clan, 7th of 7 kids that Grandma has, the oldest being in the back seat right now, Mary.
Yep, and the most important one.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, Mary. There's a restaurant. So Lois.
Here comes Lois.
I know.
Where is she?
Can we get out and look for my earring?
Yeah, Mary, that's so important.
I would think so.
That I'm glad that we're...
I kind of feel sad I lost it.
Yeah, you were just thumbing through it.
I'm wondering if it's in my bra.
In your bra?
Oh,
jeez.
We better call Audrey. She's still living. She's 103.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Audrey has a big mouth.
Okay.
Hey folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
What do you mean you don't know what a fib is? It means Illinois.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Hauling to win, Gingrass, Thompson, and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning into the Cripescast, I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and you're listening to a conversation between me and my Grandma Sue and my Aunt Mary and my Grandma Sue's friend, Lois Bentley. Hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Lois.
Lois.
The old fart came along. How are you?
I'm good.
Who's the old fart? Mary? Me?
Mary.
Yeah. That's what
you're
I was saying.
You're in trouble for saying that, Lois.
Lois.
My earring. I can't find it.
Oh, no.
Find the earring, Mary. I don't want to hear about this the whole way there.
Align all the way there.
This is for your wife, Charlie.
Oh, well, I'm divorced, but thank you so much.
That's not give it to give it to your grandma. Your mother.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, sir, you're
that's
welcome.
Really great.
Lois, I'm going on hilarious. Medicine soon. How do you like
look
it?
At that.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Really?
Can you believe
yeah.
that?
Heart shape, yeah.
What's that?
They're heart shape, yeah.
They're heart shape.
I know.
Yeah.
65.
Yeah,
isn't Cindy 65?
Oh, God, yeah. She's older than 65. Let's see. She was born in
58. So was I. Okay, when's her birthday?
In January.
She's
older than you then.
When was she born in January?
19.
January 19th. Oh, she
was my birthday present.
When's your birthday?
The 20th.
Oh my gosh! Oh, and that's your first.
Yeah, that was my
how
first.
Cool.
So Ho-Chunk, Mary, did you find your earring?
Where are we going, Lois?
It's pissing me off.
Is Ho-Chunk the one to go to, Lois?
Sure.
Or would you rather do Oneida?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to Oneida in years.
Ho-Chunk is closer.
Ho-Chunk closer? Well, we'll do Ho-Chunk. Lois, we've been recording for a podcast, which you're welcome to join. I can turn it off if you don't want to join, too.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
He just edits the back crap out.
Yeah. You don't need to say anything if you don't want
I
either.
Say
out.
Yeah. So, Lois, how is that restaurant?
That's a Rittenhouse.
How is it?
Very
good.
What kind of food do they serve there?
Everything.
Hey, Lois, how do you like your apartment?
I love it. Any more questions?
Yeah, we'll have questions all the way there.
No, I do. I love it. Oh, it's the best thing that happened to me.
Getting rid of all those homes?
Yes.
Good for yes. you.
How do you like it here? And look at how pretty it is right now.
No,
beautiful. Look at the snow just kind of floating down.
Like winter wonderland.
It is a winter wonderland.
Oh, look at the snow hanging on the tree, that tree right there.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
But it's just far enough.
Is Randy still going to Florida?
Yes. And Missy and I are going down there for 5 days. That's all Missy can handle.
But
just
you're
five
not,
days away.
You're not going down there every winter anymore.
No.
Okay.
What do you mean? That's all Missy can handle. Why?
I don't know. She just doesn't like to leave home for very long.
Is she leaving Chuck?
No.
No. Oh, yeah. Is he going
yeah,
along?
No, he's not going along.
I'm like that too. You know,
some people.
Well, yeah, we don't have husbands. So.
You know, Lois, I tell the story about the first year that we went down, and Brett was about 3 years old. Not the first time. But anyway, Brett was skating, playing hockey, and he was 3 years old. And we were in where were we? What's the name of that place, Lois? On the Panhandle?
Oh,
Destin?
No, Gulf Shores.
Gulf Shores. But Brett called me and he said, Grandma, aren't you coming to my game? And I'm in Florida, let me tell you, I lost the whole season. I just could not wait to get home.
Yeah.
But Mary, will you behave back there? Grandma, she's being...
She's being an ass.
Yeah, she is being an ass. Thank you for saying that so I didn't have to.
I work on that every day.
Mary, grow
up. The word ass is in the Bible, by the way.
Ass is in the Bible. You can say it all you want.
Do you want me to
ass.
My best imitation of Susie?
I'd love to hear that.
Oh, dear.
Hi, my name's Susie. I'm 3 years old. I'll be 4 next month.
Wow.
I want everything.
And I have to live with that.
Mary.
All day long.
Mary, you've been acting... You've been acting a little interesting today. I'm starting to wonder if you...
needs her medication.
Or if she dipped into some of that medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Uh-oh, they're cracked up here. What's going on? Should we stop? Oh, they got a flat. Uh-oh.
What the heck was Rustman sticking out?
I don't... That's a tire. Yeah, that's not good.
Sorry, I'm late.
What the heck was
that all about?
We had a tenant who was dating some guy who had been in jail for armed robbery, and he didn't know any of this. To make a long story short, they were going back and forth and back and forth, and we didn't know this either. She kept saying, "Oh, we're broken up." Well, they got together again. Then she grabbed his phone and found out he was seeing another gal, so she called the police on him.
Wait, she called the police because he was seeing another gal?
Yeah, she called the police and then she spilled her guts and told them everything about this guy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, everything that she knew. So he has a jury trial. He had one in January. Now he's got a sentencing in May, but she got the... showed up at our house because she got back together with him and they think her life's in danger. So that's what we had put up with for a couple of years. Or a year.
So now is that in that blue house?
Uh-huh. And but she's gone
now.
And the cops showed up at our house because that's the last address I have for him. I told you, Charlie, I had to lock my door for a reason.
I know. You're afraid someone's going to want to come. What do you think they're going to get?
Josh is coming back.
Why would you think Josh is going to bother you?
Yeah, what did you do to Josh?
She called the cops on Josh.
Because she...
And he's mandated in court not to show up at our address. Because he's threatened her.
But you locked the door. Why, Mary? Why do you lock my door all the time?
Because there are serial killers up there.
Oh.
Well, that actually, this is the state where serial killers tend to find themselves. Lois, what's your game at the casino?
My game is anything that pays.
Any? So,
and there are very few of them.
There are.
So it's my turn to win now.
Okay,
Madison. It's a Ho-Chunk casino. But I went there 4 times and I lost my butt.
Every time?
Every time. For 4 times. So then I went to Ho-Chunk and I won most of it back.
But you said you went to Ho-Chunk and lost, and then you went to Ho-Chunk and won.
Yeah. What's the difference, Lois, between Madison and Ho-Chunk?
There really is no difference. It's just the work.
Well, right now, are we going to the right one?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 43. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 34. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. Cloudy. High of 46. Tuesday, chance for scattered rain showers. 46. Wednesday, about an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
She's pounding it, and it's all about her, right? And then she dances like this, and she's gloating. Well, she didn't know it, but Charlie was taping this, and he says to me on the way out, I'm putting this on the big screen. So I'm sitting next to her. And all of a sudden, I see it on the big screen, and it's your Sue.
Yeah. Yep.
She was mortified. Her face was bee red. It just made my day.
Go ahead, Grandma.
I just was going to say, I don't know of a show that I don't go to where Charlie doesn't pull up that video.
It's a great clip. It's a great. My favorite part is that I put it in there so everyone's laughing about it, and someone's sitting by you. And then afterwards at the meet and greet, they said, we were sitting right by your Grandma Sue. I said, oh, yeah, I haven't seen her. Where did she go? And they're like, as soon as the show ended, she made a beeline back to the casino. And then I think she lost
$400.
I did. There. Yeah. Oh,
I gave Charlie the 20 while I was
Here's
in there, though.
About my nephew. I'm going back into the casino.
Exactly.
Nephew who?
Nephew.
Yeah, you're her grandson when she needs money, Charlie.
Oh. Yeah.
But grandson's so cool, but she's going back in.
Grandson.
Oh, look at
that. So, what was the worst thing that you caught your kids doing?
Lois?
I don't know.
That's a pass. That's a pass.
Okay, I, you know, I had 7.
Yeah.
And I was the person that didn't think anybody did anything. Well, there was this incident where Mark and Mike McBride, and I don't know who else was in the car, they're going down right around
Luca
Road.
Sorry, they were right down Luca Road.
Yeah, look. And they had a bottle of wine.
Rufus and Mike McBride.
Yeah, but those were two of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were drinking the bottle of wine, and they threw it out the window, and it did break. And a man with the last name of Lenz was running.
Oh, no.
And Rufus said, stop the car. And he got the bottle and he threw it till it broke. And Lance called the police.
Oh.
And I told them, well, wouldn't you know, the police were at our back door. And I'm saying, he didn't do that. He didn't.
You defended him.
All the time. I would do that for my kids.
That's the one thing I found out very early. You never see your kids, never do anything.
Yeah, I know. And Bob would say, Sue, shut up. Well, let me tell you, the next morning at 4 a.m., Bob had Rufus sweeping up every bit of that glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That I could see. Didn't he catch someone smoking once?
Barry?
Charlie.
What was that, Mary? Did you catch?
Charlie.
What's that?
It's not my fault. Rufus stood on a canoe and looked through the bathroom window.
Saw you smoke in the weed.
Gouge his eyes out.
See, and now you're violent. You know, I've read that marijuana makes you violent.
Yeah,
Mary.
Then he told on me.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. And then he told on you?
Yeah, Rufus told on me. Then Bob picked me up from St. Mary's Springs. and began to interrogate me. Uh-huh. I denied everything, and I had everything he interrogated me on in my jean pockets.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, if he frisks me, I'm dead.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
He said, you're killing your mother.
You were, Mary, and you didn't stop, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Grandpa went up in her drawer and found a whiskey bottle and a pipe. Now, what else did he find?
That's Bob's problem.
Oh, a pack of cigarettes.
Mary, what cigarettes were you smoking?
I didn't smoke.
Oh, you didn't smoke.
Oh, right.
We're still living in pretend land. Okay. Okay. Mary, if we go check your room now, what are we going to find?
Good luck getting through that. Best of luck to you.
Oh, dear.
I remember finding Cindy's drugs. Why I ever looked there in a register. We had these registers that you could take apart, and she had her marijuana, cigarettes, and all that kind of stuff in that register.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Why I ever looked there, I don't know.
What register?
Mothers have a sense of all my things.
Well, you would, too, especially from working at the prison and
yeah.
finding the dead bodies.
Yeah.
I was cleaning upstairs once, and I was cleaning the boys' room, and I lifted up the grate to the where the furnace kicks off the hot air.
Yeah.
I lifted that grate up to vacuum in there because Bob told me to, and there's a string attached to the grate. So I pull it up. Here's this Playboy magazine in the boys' room. And I said, what the hell is this? He goes, if you tell, I'll kill you.
Who was it?
Rufus.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, talking about Rufus, first of all, I got to tell Charlie about his dad.
Yeah, what about my dad? Tell me about my dad.
Okay, senior year of high school, you know, Bob was absolute that nobody was going to go anywhere at night. They were going to stay home.
Right.
And Dick said to me, you know, Mom, the basketball team, they might go to Oshkosh. Or they're playing Oshkosh and they might have a party after. And I said, you know, it was to the point I thought, if he dies, he'll die happy. Because there was so much Bob Behrens in that house. It was to the point I couldn't take it.
Uh-huh.
And once you know, they no sooner got to the hotel to have the party, and the owner called the cops, and they were there before they even opened the keg. And everybody went to jail.
And wasn't there some about the...
Yeah, Grandpa said, when they called and said your dad was in jail, Grandpa said, take a 2x4 and hit that kid right.
Oh, good old corporal punishment back in the 70s.
I know. That was Bob. You know, and raising...
I can just hear him saying it too.
Raising 16... Well, then the kids bet to see who... They thought who's, because the cop came back and said, you know, he said, it's not all bad. He said, my parents told me to take a 2x4, get you over that. And they bet as to which parent did that. And they handed it down to Jerry Tyre or Bob Behrens.
Jerry Tyre, I forgot about
him. Yeah, he was another one.
What city is this? I forget.
Portage.
Oh, this is Portage. Portage has a nice coffee shop.
Portage has a lot of nice shops.
Do you shop here always?
No, I always wanted to, but we're always in a hurry to get to the casino. When we come home, we're always too broke.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for now. But if you want to listen to the rest of the Cripescast, just search Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks for hanging out in the car with me and my Grandma Sue and Lois, and it was a good time.
Aunt Mary.
Oh, did I not say Aunt Mary? In my head, I thought I said Aunt Mary. Oh, me.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590.